Talk to me.
UT San Diego WSRadio.com presents the UT Community Spotlight Show with your host, Drew Schlossberg.
I'm Drew Schlossberg of UT San Diego. We have back in the studio with us our friends from A Fresh Start Surgical Gifts. We have the Director of Development, Catherine Shaw, also a volunteer, Dr. Robert Furtosmachen. So welcome, folks, one and all.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having us.
Thank you for having us.
Of course. My pleasure. Catherine, we'll start with you and maybe give it a little bit of a background on the organization, how long you've been with the organization, what the mission is, and then we'll talk about all the cool stuff that the fine doctor does.
Fantastic. So I have been with Fresh Start Surgical Gifts for about a year now. As the director of development, it is my main role to fundraise and bring in the funds that will help the medical program just help as many kids as possible. The mission of Fresh Start Surgical Gifts is to give disadvantaged children who are born with physical deformities a fresh start in life through surgical procedures and different medical ways that we can help them throughout
right.
their lives.
And the organization founded in 1991, correct?
That is correct.
And you've been there for 5 years, right?
I've been there for a year.
For a year. Okay.
Yes.
So I'm going to make a note of this over here. Thank you. One year over there. So can I call you Dr. Robert?
Absolutely.
Or I can call you Dr. Furtosmachen, Machen. I'm going to call you Dr. Robert.
Absolutely.
So you've been involved for how long?
I've been involved for close to 5 years now.
Okay, 5 years. And how did you come in, you know, touch with this organization?
Well, I found out about Fresh Start through a colleague of mine, and I quickly became excited about it and joined and have been there for the last 5 years and try to do close to 6 surgery weekends a year, and it's one weekend every 6 weeks that we devote to treating the kids. On Saturdays, we operate nearly all day, and then on Sundays, we have a clinic at the Fresh Start clinic at Rady Children's Hospital, and we see post-operative patients and new consult patients and follow-ups. So we try to devote about 6 weekends a year to this program.
And we know, of course, that all this stuff is certainly life-changing for the patient, without question. And certainly when there are kids that are born, whether it's with a defect or they've had an accident and so forth on that, and we know what that does to your psyche, to say the least. That just is something that is just absolutely remarkable. I'll ask Catherine this question. So how do we help you folks out? We're raising funds to be volunteer. I mean, not all of us are doctors, you know, over here, so you don't want me anywhere near surgery, okay, to be honest with you. How can we support this?
So right now we actually have a program called the Monthly Giving Smile Society. It's a way for people to give smaller denominations of money, anywhere from $25, $50, $100 per month, and it will help to provide continuing care for the kids. It's great because it can, you know, debit automatically. You don't have to really think about it, and you're helping to give these kids a fresh start without having to do thousands and thousands of dollars,
right.
you know,
exactly.
all at once.
So, you know, the doctor, you know, you mentioned you do how many surgeries maybe a month?
Well, we do one surgery weekend every 6 weeks, and
okay.
we try to treat. I personally try to treat at least one or two patients per surgery weekend, but we have many, many doctors that
sure.
contribute. So there's many surgeries going on.
Right. Is there a certain type that is probably more prevalent than others? Is it something to do with the smile more so than some other part of the body?
Well, absolutely. So Fresh Start treats any kind of physical deformity.
Right.
But as an oral and maxillofacial surgeon, personally, I treat the jaw and the facial structures. So I see patients with cleft lip and palate, which is one of the most common
right.
Facial congenital deformities. I also treat patients with hemifacial microsomia, which is where one side of the lower face does not grow, so there's a asymmetry to the face where one side is longer than the other, and patients that have had accidents and unfortunately abused in some cases.
Right. Are you know, the cases you see, are they growing? Is it something that is genetic? Is it something that is genetic and environment, a little bit of both?
Yeah, that's a great question. So With cleft lip and palate, there's a genetic and an environmental component. That's the theory behind cleft lip and palate. It's multifactorial, so there's many, many different factors involved in it. With hemifacial microsomia, it's thought that there's very early on, at about 6 to 8 weeks in utero, it's thought that there's a decrease in blood supply to part of the face that then does not develop properly. So some of these conditions are genetic, and some of them are environmental.
Right. And, of course, you know, anybody who's had a child that or a friend of the family that's seen this and, of course, knows what the work that you folk do, again, as mentioned earlier, is life-changing on this. We are chatting with Catherine Shaw. She is the Director of Development of Fresh Start, joined by volunteer Dr. Robert Vortesmachen, and he has been doing surgeries for 5 years now with this organization. Let me ask you this, you know, Catherine, if, you know, people are listening out there, and of course they have seen some of this, you know, their family members or their friends, phone number to call, is there a website to get in?
Absolutely. So if they'd like to find out more information, they would just go to www.freshstart.org. Another thing that I'd love to mention is that 100% of the gift does go to the medical program and the care for these kids. Because we received a large gift in the early 2000s that we used to cover our overhead, basically every dollar that you donate really does go to take care of these kids.
Right. And how much, you know, is there a follow-up on this, you know, doctor, where you've now treated the kid, and will they come back in for additional surgeries? Or it depends on each case, I imagine.
Absolutely. It depends on each case, but the majority of our patients require multiple surgeries throughout their life, and some of them have actually been with Fresh Start since they were infants, 3 months or earlier, and now they're all grown up. They're in their late teens, and so it's pretty exciting to see that transformation. I've personally seen some of my kids that I've operated on in the last 5 years just really grow up and blossom, and their self-confidence has just gone through the roof. So it's really exciting to see that.
Right. So for the patient, is there a cost for this? Is it so it's 100%? It's all. Is there a waiting list, I imagine? Yes, no?
Right now we currently have about a 2-year wait list to get patients on. Of course, you know, the more funding we can get,
right,
the more kids we can help.
Well, we don't ever want to be bashful on the show. So this is the show that I say, please ask for money and all that business. And, you know, certainly, as we mentioned earlier, don't make light of it, all of us, we're not all doctors, of course, but are there other opportunities for volunteers to get involved?
Absolutely. So actually, we have a number of special events that go on throughout the year. Two that I would love to mention is our annual fundraising gala, which is October 10th at the Hard Rock Hotel this year. And it's got a really cool theme. It's going to be Second Chance Prom. So we are the number one believers in second chances, right? So we really want to invite the community to really join us in that. And we also do have this other program, which is the Catalina Swim Project. This group of girls from ages 13 to 15 came together and decided they wanted to raise $10,000 for Fresh Start and swim the Catalina Channel starting at midnight on September 12th until the morning. So
wow.
It's just kind of a fantastic.
Are you going to be in that swim, Doctor?
No, unfortunately not.
And nor will I. That gave me water wings, maybe, I think about it. So the gala on the 10th, is it the first one you've done? Is it second,
this
third?
This will be the second one that I'll be part of.
Now, is it the Hard Rock? Is it at the hotel? Or
yes,
it's at the hotel. Okay, downtown, mm-hmm. Right by Petco then.
Yes.
And that is, are tickets available now?
We are actually going to start doing the registrations this month.
Okay.
So please go ahead and go to www.freshstart.org and check it out.
And, of course, you could use sponsors, I imagine.
Absolutely.
Very, very good. Now, how many folks are you looking to get at the gala?
So we're hoping to get about 300 people.
Good.
Yes.
Okay. Very good. And, again, all for a great cause. What is the program going to look like? Are you still building it as we are talking about it now?
Well, we have a fantastic gala committee that's actually coming together to do a lot of the planning aspects of it.
Right.
If anyone has any in-kind donations, you know, gift certificates, things like that, that they'd like to donate, please reach out to us.
There's going to be silent auction?
Yeah, silent auction, mm-hmm. Live auction. We have a concert by the Heroes, so they're doing a lot of cool
Heroes
80s
are gonna,
prom type songs and kind of through the decades.
Right. Are you going to feature some of the patients that folks at the Good Doctors then?
that's actually one of the new sponsorship levels that we have this year is send a patient to prom. It's at the $500 level, and it will sponsor both a patient and either their parent or a guest to come and experience the prom.
That's great. Yeah. So how many colleagues work with you?
Oh, there's several. There's several plastic surgeons. There's some ophthalmologists. There's some hand surgeons, ENT surgeons, of course, anesthesiologists and nurses and all the wonderful volunteers that help make this happen.
Right, and I think as you were mentioning, we don't want to discourage people that it's a two-year waiting list, but that should be a motivating aspect of it, because as more resources come in this aspect, then certainly we can do that. Is there an age limit? It goes up to 19 teenage, or does it stop at a certain age?
Well, actually, as long as they get into the program before the age of 17, then we take them through until they get their best possible result, which is what's really unique about Fresh Start. We have kids that have been in the program from just a few months old, and they're now, 20, 21 in medical school because they want to continue and help these kids also.
Right. Here's a question I want you to think about when we come back from the break over here. Have any of the kids that you have done surgery on moved on to become a surgeon themselves? So I want you to think about that aspect of it because they're great role models for those who are going through it. We're going to be right back with our good friends from Fresh Start Surgical Gifts. We have Catherine Shaw. She is the Director of Development of Fresh Start and one of the volunteers, Dr. Robert Fernosmachen. He has been doing surgeries for 5 years now with some of these kids. So we'll get more information on how we can support this great organization when we return on our Community Spotlight Show on UT San Diego WS Radio. We are San Diego's online radio.
Hey guys, CS Keys here to introduce you to San Diego's number one health meal prep provider, Fresh and Fit Meals. With over 40 menu items to choose from, several pickup locations all over America's finest city, made and delivered fresh, never frozen. Save on time and money. Super convenient and improves the quality of your life. Just visit the website, freshandfitmeals.com, for all the menus and the pricing. Or give them a call at 858-805-5949 for more details. Remember, you are what you eat, so you might as well be fresh and fit with Fresh and Fit Meals.
In the military, things can change in an instant. Your personal life is just the same. Just like you protect our country, you want your family protected. That's why thousands of military members trust Navy Mutual Life Insurance. Navy Mutual is a nonprofit providing current and former Navy, Marine, and Coast Guard families with life insurance, no sales fees, and no military service restrictions. Protecting members on active duty and beyond. Call 1-800-628-6011, 800-628-6011, NavyMutual.org. Insuring those who serve.
Attention! You are duly notified that on June 23rd, you can have fun and support our troops. The Los Angeles Angels and the Veteran Strong Initiative have set aside a special section for those who want to help provide for the needs of our honored military. Contact customer service at veteranstrong.me. Customer service at veteranstrong.me and get your prepaid tickets. Supply is limited for this special event, so reserve your seats now.
Has your business been appified? Are you tired of doing marketing that doesn't deliver results? Mobile apps build loyalty and quality retention. Your app from UPG Mobile puts your business on their mind and at their fingertips. UPG Mobile will give you a custom app highlighting how you are unique, targeting your message, and improving your open rates. Appify your business and amplify your presence with your customers at upgmobilemarketinggroup.com.
On the internet, your business's reputation can be unjustly destroyed in an instant. Don't wait for that to happen. Building and marketing your five-star reputation can increase your business by as much as 19%. Take control of your reputation and have the five-star reputation you deserve with Reputation Marketing Solutions by DSI Development. Become the go-to company by visiting 5starrepmarketing.com. The number 5starrepmarketing.com. Which sandwich is healthy and tasty? Which sandwich can come on bread or in a bowl? Which sandwich comes 51 different ways, so it's always your way? A which sandwich? Stop into our shop in Hazard Center. We're upstairs from the Hazard Center Digiplex. Bring in your movie ticket. We will add a free drink and chips to your sandwich order. Or order online at whichwich.com, and we will have it ready and waiting. WHICHWICH. Whichwich.com.
Talk to me.
UT San Diego WSRadio.com presents the UT Community Spotlight Show with your host, Drew Schlossberg.
I'm Drew Schlossberg of UT San Diego, and we are back with Catherine Shaw. She is the Director of Development for Fresh Start Surgical Gifts, joined by Dr. Robert Rosmachen. He is a volunteer, has done many surgeries for these kids. We've got to get in before they're 17 years old that transform the lives of children who have been had birth defects or by accident or unfortunately it is life, maybe some physical abuse in this aspect of it, and just literally just doing wonderful work with these kids. For a while, we're asking the doctor to think about, have any of the kids that you have, and I think I see Catherine shaking her head, that you've treated now turned on to be certainly role models, but they turned into doctors and doing the same thing?
Absolutely. A patient that I've treated in the past several years ago, really proud moment for me. He actually is going on and is in medical school currently, and he has indicated that he wants to be a plastic surgeon, and he wants to help other kids that have had similar facial deformities. He actually had a cleft palate, and I repaired his upper jaw. It was in a malalignment, so I repositioned his upper jaw surgically, and now he looks great, and his confidence is high, and he's actually in medical school now, so we're really proud of him.
What medical school, can I ask? I hope it's UCLA.
I actually don't know what medical school. He's actually in medical school in Mexico. He's
fantastic.
A Mexican citizen. He's gonna he wants to help children in Mexico.
Well, I mean, and those are the role model stories you just love to hear, and we know they're repeated, whether it's with Fresh Start Surgical Gifts or it's somebody else that has overcome some difficulty. We were talking earlier this morning with the parents, the mothers of the kids that were the boy and girl of the year for the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, and both these kids had the blood cancer, and they're 9 and 6 years old, and of course that's very, very difficult on everybody, as it is what you folks deal with. But and I'm sure no different, and I'll ask you this question, Catherine, I think the most important thing is for those kids that come in with some disformity or whatever the case may be, that there's a whole support system behind them, and it's just not the child who has the issue, it's the parents and the siblings and the aunts and uncles. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure that's something that you guys really focus on quite a bit also.
Yes, definitely the medical program we have at Fresh Start is super holistic. So we take them in during these surgery weekend cycles, and Dr. Furtosmakin and our other amazing volunteer doctors will help and
right.
do the surgeries, right? On Saturdays, and then we have, speech therapy and laser therapy on Sundays, along with their post-op visits. And then on the following cycle, we'll have dental clinics, which will include, orthodontia and restorative dental clinics, and bring in new patients as well during those cycles. So it's kind of always rolling, and we're always trying to help the kids in as many different aspects as we can.
Right, kids and their parents too, of course,
yes.
Which is so important in that vein. And we all know that it does take a lot of people to support this aspect of it, and it certainly can't have enough funds coming in. So what is the website so people can donate?
Our website is www.freshstart.org.
Right, and is there other things people can do besides volunteer and donate? Is there, can they use their expertise for something?
Absolutely. We're always looking for new volunteers for our development committee. So that meets once a month, and it's a great way to kind of get more involved with Fresh Start and help us to get the word out, because we've been around for almost 25 years. Next year will be our 25th anniversary.
Right.
And we just want more people to know about us so that we can help more kids,
right.
more people that learn about Fresh Start, the
right.
more patients we can treat.
Well, and I think, you know, as we are chatting with Catherine Shaw, she's the Director of Development for Fresh Start, joined by Dr. Robert Furtismaken, who is the Fresh Start surgical volunteer in this aspect of it. And, you know, so let me ask you this. We mentioned that there's certain things that are genetic and not much you can do about the genetics. But how much of some of this is caused by the environment and maybe not the abuse? There's other stuff that, you know, causes some of these incidents.
Yeah, so unfortunately there's been links, especially with cleft lip and palate, to the environment, to pesticides, to certain medications, unfortunately, medications that are used for seizures, medications that are used for cancer chemotherapy. And so there are a lot of environmental factors that can unfortunately cause some of these conditions.
Right, and of course, there's not a lot. My dad was a medical doctor a long time ago, passed away, unfortunately, quite a bit, but I'm always fascinated by the medical field because it's something I know nothing about, quite obviously. but you take, we use chemotherapy as an example, and obviously there are cases where you do need to have chemotherapy, you know, but it just, that's a side effect that you just can't, you know, help out there. But pesticides, we certainly can. There's been a lot of. You guys are too young in the room to know what DDT is. You probably are too young, too, on this over here. It was a pesticide that was outlawed in the 70s when I was growing up, when yeah. barely had running water growing right. on. But it was cancer, carcinogen, you know, causing and all that business.
Right.
Some of that aspect in some of this?
Absolutely, absolutely. So DDT has absolutely been associated with causing birth defects. And of course, it's been long outlawed. But unfortunately, in other countries,
right.
they still use pesticides to a great degree. And so we see it a lot in the Latin American countries and in some of the other underdeveloped countries.
Right. Are a lot of the patients that come up, are they through the Mexico and Central America and South America, or are they all over the board?
We have about 50% of our patients are from Southern California, U.S.,
okay.
And also in Mexico
right.
region. But the cool thing is that we bring all of the patients that we have here to San Diego at our state-of-the-art facility at Rady Children's.
Right.
So the quality of care that they're receiving is just, you know, off the charts. We have some of the best doctors who are our volunteers, like Dr. Furtismaken.
Right.
And it's just great to be able to see them transform through the process. We do everything from, you know, getting their visas and their passports and, you know, getting them flights over, housing them when they're here, getting host families is definitely one of the things that, like you'd mentioned, would be a great way to volunteer. One of Dr. Furtismaken's other patients, Beloved, is also one of our most just awesomest patients that we've ever had. And he has this great host family here that's kind of, they've just adopted him as their own, you know.
And right.
It's great to see.
Well, it is, you know, there's a lot of ways everybody can, you know, chip in on this, and you know, some of them are the ones that aren't so obvious. And I think, you know, one of the takeaways what we find out on these shows when you talk to people, whether it's with the Fresh Start Surgical Gifts or it's LLS and so forth, and when you don't think there is something you can do to help, you are so wrong. There are as many things mm-hmm. you can do on that aspect of it. And of course, I think it's incumbent upon the organization. You folks to let those folks know what it is, because they may not know on this aspect. So you've been doing this now for 5 years.
Yes.
And what would you say is probably the most surprising thing that you, when you started doing this, boy, I didn't realize X about this whole process?
Well, I would just say I didn't realize how great Fresh Start actually was until I actually started with them. And I want to say what sets Fresh Start apart in my mind is that, like Catherine said, Fresh Start brings the kids to us, which I think is unique. We operate at Rady Children's Hospital, which is a state-of-the-art facility.
Sure is.
I've worked with other organizations in the past, and we've traveled to other countries, but unfortunately we're working under less than ideal conditions, and I think we offer less than ideal care, unfortunately, under those circumstances. But I think what Fresh Start is, it's great about Fresh Start is that the kids come to us, and so it, logistically it also makes it easier. As a surgeon, I can easily drive down to Children's Hospital six times a year as opposed to flying or driving through Mexico. And so it just makes the whole process much more amenable to participating in.
Right. Are there other children's hospitals that have similar programs, Catherine, that you know of or maybe don't know?
Well, actually, Fresh Start has a satellite sister, which is in Chicago right now and partnered with Comer's Children's Hospital and ASPS. So we are starting to grow that. That's in its first – it just wrapped up its first year of surgery weekends out there. So we're so excited, and hopefully we can continue to grow.
Well, because I imagine this is not an issue that is only solely focused on Southern California. Mm-hmm. Last I checked, I'm sure it happens in Montana and all the far reaches and all that business. We are blessed to have a top-shelf children's hospital in this region. We know Reedy Children's Hospital has been recognized on so many fronts. The UT, as you may know, has been heavily involved with Reedy Children's Hospital for many, many, many years. We do a program called Reedy Children's Hospital, or UT Kids Newsday, where we sell a newspaper all over the street corners and all that business. But for more importantly, just to bring attention to all the wonderful programs of Reedy Children's Hospital, and certainly this this ties into it. We've got about a minute to go. Any final thoughts, Catherine, you want to tell our listeners?
I just want to say thank you so much to Dr. Furzmachen and to you, Drew, for having us on the show. And like you'd mentioned, there are tons of ways to support. Just reach out to us, www.freshstart.org, and check it out. See what different things you're interested in, and come be part of Fresh Start.
Now, that sounds great. And again, they cannot go to that website enough. Doctor, have any final comments?
Well, I just wanted to say thank you for having us, and just encourage everyone out there to contribute. And like Catherine was saying, 100% of the proceeds go directly to treating the kids that so desperately need these treatments.
Right, and again, to reiterate for the 4 zillionth time on our show, there's no such thing as a donation too small or volunteering too little time. Anything that can help support this organization, and of course, on the efforts of the great work you do. And you also, Catherine, is just absolutely so admirable. So thank you so much for joining us. We've been chatting with friends from Fresh Start Surgical Gifts on our UT Community Spotlight Show. I'm Drew Schlossberg of UT San Diego WS Radio. And you've been listening to San Diego's Online Radio.
Thank you. By listening, you help prove that content marketing works. You need to engage your customers. We provide the solution. Contact Wade at WSRadio.com or call 866-WS-RADIO.
Attention, you are duly notified that on June 23rd, you can have fun and support our troops. The Los Angeles Angels and the Veteran Strong Initiative have set aside a special section for those who want to help provide for the needs of our honored military. Contact customer service at veteranstrong.me. Customer service at veteranstrong.me and get your prepaid tickets. Supply is limited for this special event, so reserve your seats now.
I raised $8,000 to build schools for South African children.
After realizing how many people go hungry in San Diego, I now volunteer at a food pantry.
I'm spending the next year doing volunteer projects across 3 countries and helping in ways they designate to be the most helpful.
The WorldLink program at the Joan B. Kroc Institute for Peace and Justice recognizes the potential of youth as agents of social change. Learn how you can help youth become a generation of leaders in action at peace.sandiego.edu.
Gotham Books presents Marriage Rules by Harriet Lerner, the book Martha Beck calls required reading for anyone hoping to interact successfully with any other human, not just for those in romantic relationships. Get your copy wherever books and ebooks are sold, and visit harrietlerner.com to learn how to change your marriage today.
Hey guys, CS Keys here to introduce you to San Diego's number one health meal prep provider, Fresh and Fit Meals. With over 40 menu items to choose from, several pickup locations all over America's finest city, made and delivered fresh, never frozen. Save on time and money. Super convenient and improves the quality of your life. Just visit the website, freshandfitmeals.com, for all the menus and the pricing. Or give them a call at 858-805-5949 for more details. Remember, you are what you eat, so you might as well be fresh and fit with Fresh and Fit Meals.
Hi, this is Rob Barnett, CEO and founder of VinVillage.com and the Wine and Dine Show on VinVillage Radio. Do you have a wine, event, product, or service to promote? Then contact VinVillage.com to reach thousands of wine lovers across the country. VinVillage connects like-minded wine enthusiasts with unique and exclusive wines, events, products, and services. To learn more, contact us on VinVillage.com. VinVillage is where wine lovers connect.
Small businesses are the lifeblood of America's economy. Every Thursday, SBA Radio interviews industry professionals and is dedicated to provide small businesses with timely insights and innovations. Visit www.sbaradio.us for details.